Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio, and this is the Cosmic Philosopher. And my name is Timothy Eldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, My Never a Sinner. And by the way, pay some attention to the title of the book. I know we are living in what is called AD Anadamani, a Christian era. And I must let it be known that I grew up in church. My parents were Christians. But there is something significant about this. My parents being Christian, and I grew up Christian, and from age 7. But being all of us were born in Jamaica, and Jamaica, if you do not know, is one of the white people slaves, one of the countries of slavery. I mean, that was all over the past about about 180 years or it may be a little less than what I said, the duration that slavery lasts in Jamaica. I think it's a little under 200 years. However, that is a long time for us to be fully indoctrinated with, as it were, a New World Order mentality or modern mentality. Modern mean AD Anno Domini. And it's long enough for us to forget who we are. And I think many people will disagree with me. And the only thing I can do is give some further detail explanation. For example, we grow up under a system, school and church, that belongs to the white people and a lot of African people in the West do not know that. So when we do not know, like I didn't know, is an atmosphere. It is a place, a country, a little country, no more than 3 million people, I think, is there right now. And I don't think there were 3 million people when I was born, like back in the 40s. However, it is imperative that I tell you this, something that my parents did not know to tell me. Jamaica, when I grew up in the 40s, I can tell you that the perception of the church is all we know. The Bible, in the beginning God create, book of Genesis, in the beginning God create the heaven and the earth, make the heaven and the earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Because of the slavery, social operation, it is a bunch of illiteracy that affects us growing up in that environment of slavery. It was not important to the white people to make us literate, because we are a different species from them who hold the slavery. And by the way, I must tell you now, before I say more, that we were sold out by our own people in Africa to the white people. I just learned that the other day. Okay? So now you can understand the Jamaican people. Well, you could go to Haiti and some of the other Caribbean countries where the British white people, that sect of them, because they are all the same. White people are coming from the same origin 3 to 4 million years ago. That's where their their species originated in Africa that long. And it may be surprising to you when I tell you that the authoritative history, not Bible now, no, I'm not talking nothing Bible, because Bible is not certified by any historian. It's what people without any kind of education, or if they have education, it is not an education that is a civilized, that is learned from a civilized background, because the white people, they never talked. And the reason why they are talking and was able to learn to read and write and do a bunch of things, it is because they go through interbreeding with other species. All right? So if you know the tension between white people and black people today, you may not understand the reason why there is such tension and hostility. Of course, as I go back to the text of the show, I will cover more about it, but I want to let you know the background that I come from. It's Jamaica, where my parents are solid Christian. That's all they know. And I was like 7 years of age when I decided I want to be a part of the church. So my parents were not the greatest readers. Like I said, most people in Jamaica back in the 40s are not literate people. They barely read. So coming on to like, I think 1962, we were given a partial independence. And and of course, instantly, when the British decided to make Jamaica kind of independent completely, but we would be governing ourselves. And, you know, since it is the system of the white people democracy is the white people system. Democracy is not African people system. The government, only government in the world that existed, and the only civilized government that existed till today, is kingship, where kings rule. And if you read in history, you will only see that king rule. Kings rule the world on the kingship. That is the only civilized government. But when these white people, hominid, Homo erectus, when they learned to read, it was an illegal thing. It was something that was not permitted. But they were not under no government. They are in Europe. And they couldn't be under government because they were mute. They didn't speak a language. You know, up to 100,000 years ago, white people never spoke a language. I didn't know that. My parents didn't know that. So we look at white people like they are the authority of the world. White people are regarded as the ones to rule, all right? So since nobody is going to tell us what has happened and what kind of existence we are under, though world is the textbook as the information, but none of us read, and we don't have a system of information. So we start to govern in ourselves. The two parties headed by a man named, I think the Democrat was Bustamante, and the other Labor Party, and one was the Labor Party, and the other one was something else, right? Anyway, it was two party, and I remember the Democrat. They were not Democrat. There's something else. Anyway, I won't get bogged down with the specificity of the two parties, but it was two parties that the white people teach us, right? And Bustamante and Norman Manley, okay? So we all are coming out of slavery. So what kind of education they have to rule the country? Well, they must have learned somehow, but to talk about proper government rule, that was not what we were under. And until this day, Jamaica hardly have a proper government. I mean, it is some kind of government that makes certain kind of function work, but it's not a real government because they don't know anything about the civilized government that's been in the world before the white people come and put us into slavery. There was not supposed to be any slavery in the first place. And how our government in Africa begin to sell their people to white sodomites who are not civilized people. White people have never been civilized. They, like I said, they had to interbreed with higher level human being to start talking. And from talking, they learn more things from the African people who are hybrid people and are civilized. This is the way it is, but by and large, there's hardly anyone African who have read a world history textbook. I have read it, and I was shocked. You know, it was not within my understanding of what the civilized world is. And a civilized government. I had no idea at all. So if other Jamaican people read the World History textbook, such as one I'm referring to right now, National Geographic World History, it tells us about the central things, whatever edition that there be, tells us about civilized people, what people are civilized, and where we are all coming from. So whatever I just expressed to you, I didn't make it up myself, and neither anybody taught it to me. When I, throughout my, my early 20s, are coming on to the latter. It's not from the early to almost the end of my what do you call it now? like I said, I started from the age of 7 in the church, and I went to a primary school. Of course, I was a person hard to learn, and but I read up to the 4th grade, you know. So there's a little bit there that I was able to understand. I could sign my name. Good, yes, I didn't have any problem signing my name, but I'm telling you, fourth grade level reading is not a lot, right? So I read on the fourth grade level till I was age 7. No, I'm goofing up. I'm getting old. No, I meant to say that I read fourth grade level until I was age 27, and I decided I want to go back to school and learn to read better. I didn't expect to go very far, but I wanted to read more than fourth grade level so I could understand a few more things in the world I live. All right? So I pursue that, and it so happens I came to America and I went into adult school, all right? And I don't think that it was impossible for me to learn, even with the condition in Jamaica, if I had pursued or if I had the opportunity to pursue in a more serious way, to read better. It's not that it was impossible for that to be done, but it was very difficult. You know, I mean, the background I'm coming from and what I can afford to do. I made some effort, but I was not successful. Because one other thing is, I realized I didn't have the kind of people who were capable of helping me to read better. So I did not get help. But when I came to America, I went to the adult school, and it was a place that was prepared to give me the help without any problem. So it is because I graduate from the adult high school, GED, right? And later on, I spend some money and go to a paralegal college. And I think I spent like about 6 months, almost a year, to finish that course. So I have the high school reading level, and I have paralegal, paralegal knowledge. And that helped me a great deal. I can maneuver myself to a certain extent. But not a lot of people who are fortunate like I do. There are a lot of Jamaicans who are good readers. They go to, like, university and other college, you know, high school and stuff like that. So it's not like back in my time. You know, Jamaica has improved in a social sense, an economical sense, but we don't have civilized government, okay? And that means a lot. It means that we don't have protection, the protection that we need. We don't have the knowledge of a civilized society like where we originate 200,000 years ago in Africa, South Africa. All right. Why I go into that whole explanation? It is because there is something that I have read in the World History textbook. Something is very wrong with the world society. If I were to tell you what I've read in the World History textbook about civilization, and the species of human race. It will be difficult for someone who, even if you probably go to university, but you may not be privy to what I read and I understand in the world literature textbook. The reason why we were taken and being slaves all around the world by the white people. It is because of who, or yes, because of who, are the kind of human that white people are, different from the African ethnic species, because they come from hominid and evolve into a second level humanity, Homo erectus. We are separated from their species because we come from Homo sapiens. We come from Homo sapiens, which was like almost, let's say, over, say, 3 million to 4 million years since the white people evolved. And we were created, and they were not. They come from evolutionary background, where it is illustrated that the hominid were ape-like, face man of Kenya. Unlike what I hear, unlike what I have heard said out in society, like white people indicate that black people come from apes. That's not what I read in the world literature textbook. It is very, very clear that something is wrong with the African people, and it seemed like the big majority of African people, the earlier civilization of the African people, were better off. And when I say that, I mean those who seem to stay in Africa to learn and have a better common sense development, I think wind up in a lot of sense better off than those of us who were sold out in ships. About some, 12 million of us, I think, is what the count is, and a lot of us died and never get to a destination. All right. What I'm telling you about the difference in the world literature textbook, that, of course, with the reading that I do, let me respect the world literature textbook and not the Bible that I grew up and believe. You know, believing in what I cannot put, you know, my hand on, my attention and anything tangible, doesn't make any sense for us to believe in something that somebody is preaching and say they are teaching, but cannot produce, let's say, the basic of what the Bible says. Adam and Eve was created by a spirit god in a garden. You can't have anything that is written in the Bible, and they say it's by revelation that God say those things about creation to prophets and write it in the Bible. Now, if God is writing, telling prophets these things, why is it that God did not tell the prophets who tell the prophets who he had taught how he created Adam and Eve in a garden and give specificity of the garden, but cannot say where is the geography where he had placed Adam and Eve. Now, I don't know if you've ever thought about that. This, by not giving the designation of a physical venue, a geography, where Adam and Eve were placed by the Spirit God, we don't expect to see that Spirit God, right? But we expect to know the place where Adam and Eve, where God kicked them out of the garden, right? Because there is description of the garden, but it's not named for anybody for us to go there and say, oh, okay, this is the place where, you know, our first parents was. Now, the science that try to discover where the first people was, they have to go by different searches because the Bible doesn't tell. You know, it's mostly based on migration of people to certain places and stuff like that. And they would go there and try to find their remains and get information from remains. But the Bible doesn't have any, not even an indication of where Adam and Eve was created. So the result is the Bible is not telling the truth about creation. And then when we resort to who wrote the Bible and how this information from the Bible came from a real spirit God that creates things that we see around us. Now, since we have just developed in recent time, I mean, we here today who have to depend on history. We can't depend on people to tell us anything unless they factually read the history and understand it and able to tell you what it says, not what they think, but what the history says. Without history, the real history of the past, we don't have anything to go on. If somebody's going to tell you what they feel like and what they assume, that's not good for us. We want the history that is real. What I'm trying to say to you is that to understand the identity of humanity, we have to go to the history. And short of that, my friends, we will die and perish because we don't know. All right? Those of us that are able to read and gain a proper understanding of where white people are coming from, an African ethnic group of people, like the Chinese, the Indians, and we have the Arabs and other groups that are the ethnic group of African, which are hybrid, a blood that is mixed. Well, the blood, two types of blood are mixed to create us African people who came from Homo sapien, mixing blood with the Elohim, that even the Bible make mention that God make man in his own image and after his likeness. It's not a monotheism God. It's not the church God that make mankind. It's the gods the Hebrew term of the gods, the Anunnaki, the deities. So what, when you go to church now and singing about God, it's the wrong God you're singing about. And to believe in Jesus, who God begot a son, the God who begot a son is not a real God. God in the Bible is very clear to be a spirit God. That's what the Bible says. And it's not a history that tells us that. So therefore, where are you going to go with that? You have to decide to believe what will never be a fact in lifetime. So when we go to church and only know about God who make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day, and God begot a son and cast a devil down, we just know those things because we don't have a historic knowledge of where we're coming from and what has happened. So now the African people that I name out, and I'm speaking from the World History textbook, and I'm very, very serious about this. I'm not joking. I am serious. And I am glad that nobody at all, no matter how they can read, I mean, I respect that people can read better than me, but guess what? Simple things, person with basic reading knowledge, you know, you could just go primary school and figure out what I'm saying to you. Right? Nobody cannot contradict what I'm saying, because not unless they can prove that I don't know what I'm talking about, because I don't read well enough to talk about it. Right? And that's the system that we are in today, where, you know, you can read all these things from dictionary and get a lot of understanding and help yourself well by understanding words, and you don't go up into high school and all that. But the basic reading that you do and understand, you know certain things nobody cannot contradict, because it's the same words that everybody else use. You are using and using the definitions. So anybody, you're talking things that you read and know, and other people don't read and know like you do, and there's no proof that you're misreading and have bad understanding of things. You know things that even people come from university don't know, because the university that you go to is limited. People go to university in our time, they are limited in the use of words and the range of words they don't know. Because I talk to people with like 3 degrees and stuff like that, and simple use of words that I am able to handle, this person don't understand how I get to that. Having some chance to interact with each other, this person realized that, oh, you know, I'm very glad that, you know, we get to know each other and able to talk like this, because and this is a female. She's very glad that she gets to understand that about words, because it gives you a powerful amount of power in communication. What I have learned about words and the way words are to be used, you can do a whole bunch of stuff. You can buy and build all kind of things, and you don't know exactly the fullness of the usage of words, because these white people come in and decide they're going to destroy the African people because we were not developed enough to hold our own and run our own government. I think that's the reason why Africa have done what they did, because these white people come and learn to read and write from turn around and control us. Now, that's funny, but it's true that white people don't have the fullness of civilization like us.
And the reading that they have, everything they have, they got it from us. That's true. Over the past 100,000 years. I'm telling you what is in the world is a textbook that nobody taught me. But I read and I find out. And it so happens that nobody never tell me in the paralegal college that I don't know about word enough and anything wrong with my understanding of words. I use the dictionary. I use all the etymological principles. So it's not like I'm going somewhere else. No, I am using the same words. The same words in the Bible, the same word in a law book. I'm using the same words. But I'm seeing something about the use of words that I call word science process. That not even the judge on the bench is going to tell me that I'm wrong, right? And it so happens that I am someone who like to make use of knowledge. And that is something I will not allow anybody to fool me with. Right? And if I am wrong about anything and somebody is going to use the etymological word to bring foolishness to logic, if I am wrong, I am going to learn what you teach me because I can see what you're saying is different from what I'm saying, and I see what you are saying to make more sense and make the sense that I am not making. Look, there's no problem there. And for me to learn what is right, it enhances me. So if you want to correct me, you're going to correct me, and just know that I want you to correct me. Well, so if I say Jamaica is like about 3 million people and you know it's 6 million people, I want you to tell me. Because the last time I communicate about the population of Jamaica, that is what I learned. And I think it's Google. I last checked for that. Prior to that search, about 3 million people, maybe a little bit more, but it's right in that count, a number of people in Jamaica, right? So I'm clearing that up to let's say someone who is not familiar with me and my MO, and the way I go about communication and identifying the world that we live in and the difference of people in the world, I get it from the world is a textbook. I don't dream of anything I'm saying. But I'm saying to you, there are some things that we need to know, and especially African people, because we are not taught that we are hybrid. I read it in the World History textbook. That African people are ethnic people. We began to migrate. We are the second migration out of Africa because the white people were the first to migrate out of Africa. 1.5 million years ago. Now, I didn't know that until I read the World History textbook. So the fact that we were taken slaves out of Africa, Africa as a government, long hundreds of thousands of years ago, the gods, the Elohim, resided in Africa and in many other places on the planet. And the fact that we were deprived of literacy, it means that we today, nobody, we will read and don't even understand what we read because when I went to the adult school, maybe for 2.5 years, you know, maybe going 3 years, I improved. My sense improved. But I want to tell you the fact, truth is, I never become enlightened and to say read with a perfect sense of what, a perfect sense of understanding of what I read. And what I'm supposed to understand, what I read, it takes like about 20 years. Because I look at the confusion in the world and see that the church is not, Christianity is not doing anything for the world besides mess up the society of the world. That's what Christianity does. And I am thinking to myself, but can't people come together with all the chaos and thing like that and confusion in the world? Can't we come together and agree? And I know from common sense that I agree with people. I try not to have confrontation with people. I want peace. I want a good life. And I want everybody else to have a good life. Because the Bible that I read teach me that. But then, why is it that I didn't see that there were two communication from Jesus? Why I did not see that after I graduated from high school? Why I'm reading the Bible and seeing lies and confusion and I didn't know? I still believe the entire Bible. So it is like about 20 years after I left high school, I became a lot more conscious and, you know, different enlightened things going on in my mind. I begin to notice things better. But it is at that time when I asked myself the question and I thought, yes, people in the world can come together if they want to, because that's the case with me. I'm getting along with people because I want to. So I know other people are able to do it if they want to. All right. But then, how am I going to get into this understanding of when I read and how to hold things together? And the answer that I got from my brain was, you have to start reading and notice carefully what you read, what the words say. And I know that I wasn't reading with that higher attention. So I thought, well, I have to adjust my attention to words and the message that is in a communication that I read. And that changed my life. That seriousness to reading and know what I read, it changed my life. Just to get your attention, I mean, cut out the belief stuff. Cut out the belief stuff. Because we're born with the option to believe and not to believe. So therefore, believe has nothing to do with when we go to church and they say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That is an ignoramus thing. That is an uncivilized thing. Because nothing else we do in life is based on believing it. When you go to school, you never learn how to believe. I don't know of anybody who took a class that taught them how to believe something they don't know. Right? And the etymology of belief is a verb. You either believe thinking or acting, right? So there is an intangible way to believe something that you don't know. And there is the intangible to believe some, the intangible and the tangible. I'm saying, when I read and I find out now all of my life until from age 7 when I was aware I'm in the church and until, you know, I go to adult school and I was probably going toward age 60. I probably was in my 60s. When I got real serious about what I read, and that changed the course of my center direction. So one of the examples I can show you about how I was reading all along and a lot of stuff that I should have noticed, I did not. And more so in the Bible. Things that I began to notice when I started to read the Bible, I never once in my lifetime prior to that, even reading, like I say, at where I am competent to detect confusion in a piece of writing. I wasn't, because I grew up believing those things in the Bible. So if you understand what I'm saying. I'm coming to a point to tell you the kind of world we are living in because of our early nurturing under slavery. Okay? That, yes, we get a chance to go to school and learn to read and get degrees and stuff like that. But you're going to church and you're reading the Bible and those lies and confusion in the Bible and you don't think so. But that's what I found out. Now, believing those things all of my life and just sails, smooth sailing as I go, I didn't feel no pain. I didn't feel no discomfort. Okay? And I take the church for what it is. All right. However, when I started to read, that wasn't the case because I'm running into some serious stuff in the Bible that is not making any civilized sense. And then you may think that, oh, what am I talking about? But I'm saying when you believe something that you don't know, is it possible to believe what you don't know? Of course, yes. And if you had a good sense of words, you wouldn't question that because that's a fact. They don't teach you to believe in school, do they? And if they do, tell me about it. Call me and tell me because if you have something better than what I know, I want to know about it. You see what I mean? Because I don't have any problem adjusting my head to what I see makes sense. Turn on the bright light on it. By explaining it to me. Don't talk nothing else. Explain it to me by using the words that has the meaning in there. Explain it to me, okay? And call me and tell me, because this is a very serious stuff. The white people take over African people's wealth and their life. And that has got to stop, okay? That has got to stop. So call me. Right on this program, and anytime, because I'm here frequently, you know, it's 347-850-1358. Now, I'm showing you this problem with believing what you don't know. And that is, we use the word believe like it doesn't have a etymological rule. And it does, because I didn't even notice the rule until I begin to think seriously about words in general and the application, the context of the application, okay? I didn't know it constitutes science, that you must know certain how you use words to arrive at something. You got to know that. You can't just believe what you're thinking and use words that you believe work with what you're thinking. You just can't do that. You must know for sure, so if somebody asks you, you can explain it to them. First of all, if you ask me, all right, what is the problem you have, the beef, I thought somebody might say, you have with the word believe, all right? First of all, we have the verb and the noun that works with believe, right? Believe, B-E-L-I-E-V-E, is a verb. It's something you do in either way, tangible or intangible. It's an action word. Once you commit the act, it's like theft. Don't show your parallel. Theft. Let's see what this is. I'm looking for the verb. No, this is a noun. Let's see now. Let's see. All right. I think the verb probably is steal, probably, right? Steal. What is this? Yes. Yes. Now, this steal, right? Steal, steal is a verb, is something you do. And then stole is also an adverb, is something like that. What about, if we say stole, yes. T-O-L-E. Stole. I want flat. Stole. S-T-O-L-E. I think it's an adverb, huh? Is it? All right. They call it stole. It's also is something you did. But I think it's just a past tense. And I'm not bothering with this, with the past tense, but it is. He says stole the show. It's a past tense. It's something you did, right? So steal and stole are verbs, right? But one in the present tense and past tense. Right? And so, stole. Stole. All right. What does it say here? Stole. But this is a noun. This is telling me stole is a noun. It's a past tense. So, it's something you did. A woman's long craft or shawl, especially of fur, or similar material worn loosely over the shoulder. Crime. Stole is crime. All right. So you can use stole in a positive way and a negative way as well. All right. But if we go back now to steal and stole, it's confusing me with the stole there a bit, but is the verb in the past tense. He stole down to the kitchen. So they have different way of using stole, but this is the second frame or second way to describe stole. You have one and two. Move somewhere quietly, stole, like you stole away or something like that. But it is an act, though. It is an act. No matter how you take it, it is a verb. No matter what you do, it's a verb. And as far as I can see here. So what I'm trying to say to you is that believe is the act. It's like it's a steal. It's an act. It is something that you did in one form or the other. Believe in anything is an act. If something is there around you and you don't really care anything about it, you don't put no trust nor nothing in there, that is, you are neutral. You don't do anything, mentally or physically. But if you begin to associate yourself with something, and even if you didn't speak or say anything at the time, when you acted and began to take on acceptance of this thing, now you are guilty of believing in that thing because of your action. But another time somebody says something to you about an object, and you gave consent or gave acceptance to that stuff by speaking. You didn't do anything physical. This is what I'm trying to say. That is the intangible way of you committing yourself to something. All right. So come back to what I'm saying to you now about the church association that we do. When you go to church, and maybe, you know, times when you go to church and you listen to service, and you go to church for quite some time before you decide that you're going to accept the Lord. So you wouldn't, you know, you could probably in your heart believe in the church, but you don't commit yourself. You know, you believe in the church, but you don't commit yourself, right? So you believe in the teaching and everything like that, but you don't do no act to call yourself a bona fide believer, right? So this is what I'm trying to say to you now about believing in something that you do not know. The whole thing about the church concept is about God and his son and the devil that you read about in the Bible. But where does the story come from to be in the Bible? The Bible itself make representation of itself by saying God is a spirit, St. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they will worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, if that is so, we need something to convince us that what the Bible is saying is true, right? And we don't assume that, you know, it happened, and we just believe it. Now, if what the Bible says is true, that God is a spirit, and though people worship in the church, that God, pray to that God, lead your spirit to assume that God is real. Well, there come a time in the Bible where we get to know whether or not the Bible God is for real. Because God, as a spirit, will not hide itself from people. Because why should God hide itself from people, the spirit? Because, I mean, a lot of ghosts show themselves to people. People see ghosts all the time. So if God is a spirit, we read places in the Bible where apparently the people who are writing the Bible don't consider the kind of conflict that they are writing in the Bible. Because if God is a spirit, this being spirit don't stop God from creating tangible thing for us to see it. Right? And there are many places in the Bible where God, they wrote, God deal with human being, where other places say, well, God don't deal with human being. Right? And God don't present himself to anyone. But they go other places and show where God ride his chariot from heaven and come down on earth and do some very, very cruel things to people. You see what I mean? Now, that is the same spirit God? That's not the same spirit God. But that's the way they present it in the Bible, though. It's the same God. Now, we are believing this thing in the Bible, that God begot a son. How does God begot a son? When we look at words that is to tell us exactly how God begot a son, we don't have any word to convince us that God begot a son. Is it possible for a spirit God to be a man, a male? Is it possible? All those are things to process out. You just don't believe stuff like that and think it's all true. And like there is nothing else in earth to talk to us about the world and people. But history is the thing. The problem is the Bible is not the thing to tell us about things of the past. The Bible cannot tell us about things of the past. And if the Bible tells us about things of the past, it has to show the evidence, such as when God made Adam and Eve in the garden, where is the place where God put them? We don't have none of that. That is enough for us to know something is wrong in this world. And something is really wrong in this world because it's not the Bible, it's history, record of the past. It's the certified history, like the world is the textbook. You see what I mean? So when we go to church and say, you know, it is our faith and belief, there is nothing there. Nothing there. And that's where what the white people use and fool black people. Because we are not relying on words. So, believe. When we accept Christ as our personal Savior, it is an act we do with our minds. It's an intangible thing we do. To believe is an intangible thing. Even when you act to express belief, it's still an intangible thing you're doing in your mind, because if you weren't conscious, you weren't able to do that, even doing it as a physical acceptance. Your mind must be sober for you to do that. All right. But we can say, we can act to show that we believe, as well as we can just keep quiet, silent, and believe, commit the act of believing. Right? So what I'm saying is, the knowledge of believing is not something we learn in a class. It is something our conscious maturity allows us to act. And it is dangerous if we don't use the word correctly. Because to believe means to accept something. Not one context of believing or accepting, right? Acceptance is a definition that works with belief. But you do have acceptance of things that you don't believe in it. You just don't believe in it. You can accept something for someone. You didn't want to accept it, but you accept it anyway. That is not your belief in this stuff. So there is a context. That's why I said there is science factor or elements in using words. Can you see it? Because you can carry out the act of belief and put you into a lot of trouble because you didn't see, you don't have no evidence, but you believe and act upon it, and that can harm in a lot of ways. I know for sure an individual that went to the bank and withdraw about $7,000 and exit the bank and found some tricksters out there feigning to be someone that come from abroad where war broke out, and they have to scrape up their little money and flee the country. Now they want someone to give them or loan them some money until they settle down and able to do exchange and give them back, you know, a sizable amount of funds for their kindness. You know, cut long story short, it is true. I was at a home where that it took place quite a few years ago, that this female lost her $7,000 because she was stupid enough to hand over her money to people who's talking these kind of a scam. Okay? And she lose it. And she came home happy that she was in line to really get some additional money on her $7,000. And nothing ever got so. She believed what the person said because she saw glimpses of rappers, like money rapping, you know, and it was newspaper clippings. All right? So what I'm saying to you about belief, this is a serious thing, that a lot of people go to university and they don't know nothing what I'm talking about. Intangible and tangible action is very important that we know the difference. Don't believe what you don't know. You have never been taught how to believe, but it's trust, it's acceptance, it's faith, and all these kind of stuff. But you don't accept nothing. You must accept something. It must be tangible. Right? Trust. You don't trust in nothing. All these are definitions of the word belief, but we are using it that, like, belief only mean one or two type of a reaction, and that's not true. There are different ways in which you submit yourself to belief. Okay? It's contextual. The church way of believing is a way where you will never see what you're believing in. Because the God in the Bible is not anything that you can see. And the Bible is what tells you that. God is a spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That even to the fact they want us to believe that Adam and Eve was created by this spirit God, and we never can tell, you know, where Adam and Eve were placed. Adam and Eve, not spirits. I mean, out of the body? No. They have a spirit that make them alive, but in a body. And when we see people dead, they don't walk around anymore. So if you understand what I'm talking about when I am relating to you, that the knowledge of words goes beyond what we are using under this AD and Adamani, a government that is so-called government, uncivilized government, that we are under, called AD Anadamani. After which, you celebrate Christmas, right? 25th, 2 days ago, right? Christmas is an uncivilized thing. It's not for African people. Believing other things that we read in the Bible are other things that we don't realize that we are condemning ourselves. Three, he says, wise men see a star and follow a star to see a baby. That is uncivilized. Not Nago. So if you begin to search the words that you're dealing with, when you read Matthew 2, you read it good and you'll find out a whole bunch of, it's myth. It's not history you're reading. It's myth. Right? History is not myth. White people will write and tell you, say, myth is history. Don't follow these Sodomites because they are not civilized people. And the fact that they are talking because they interbreed with outer species than their own. And the fact that they would never speak because they are hominin, Homo erectus, they would never speak. They would have died out a long time if they didn't start to interbreed with specifically one of the species that they interbreed with that make them talk. Now, they interbreed widely with the Neanderthals. Neanderthals come from Homo sapiens. We hybrid are Homo sapiens too, but we are not just Homo sapiens like Neanderthals, just plain Neanderthals. They are not hybrid. We are hybrid. What makes us hybrid? Just like mule, if you know the animal mule have sexual parts, but they don't procreate. I don't think mule have sex with each other. I don't think so, because I come up against, grow up in Jamaica among a lot of animals, cattle. But mule is an hybrid creature. Two different life, do you think? Two different blood that brings or evolve the mule. Which two animals do you think parent mule? Is the mule an horse? And I would have thought that it's a female donkey and a male horse. And it's the other way around. Donkey is small, but I tell you, they are very powerful. It is a male donkey breed with a she horse. So what I'm trying to tell you about being in the church, and what changed my mind completely from the church, it is because the Bible creation story is a grossly uncivilized story. It's a myth. Okay? When the Bible story about the creation of the world and heaven and earth and mankind, animals and stuff like that, it should be a historic fact, but it is not. Okay? It is not. It's a big story to understand where the white people come from and talking. We come and see black, white people talking, but if we know the history, we'll know for sure they never spoke for almost 4 million years. They never spoke. Their ancestors never spoke. All right? So they developed to Homo erectus from their earliest hominid ancestors, they only could make stone tools. An Homo sapien that is not hybrid, they could only make stone tools. No civilized human being appeared on earth before the Elohim created the African ethnic group of civilized people. So civilization only start with us, because the gods been here on earth a long time. They didn't mingle with no other creatures but themselves that came from above and been all over the earth doing all kind of things before they created us, the African hybrid. Now, get somebody who white and educated and tell them what the history says and see what they do. Right? There is just no way that as much as they claim to be this and that, they are not what they claim to be. I read the World History textbook, and for a long time, I've been trying to find out where these white people come from, because I'm just hearing people talking all kind of nonsense. I want something to read and find out, and, you know, sometimes I find some little thing, but it doesn't trace where they come from. But the information was close to me, and I didn't know it. The World History textbook. I get a gift of 2 World History textbooks and start to read it after I retire. And when I saw what is written in the world as a record of the past, I was surprised. As far as the church is concerned, read the World History textbook and you will know where Christianity come from. All right, so come down to this centerpiece of what I am really trying to offer as piece of knowledge that we cannot live without. We cannot do without knowing that white people are not civilized. We can't do without knowing that they are criminals. We can't do without knowing that they are coming from the beginning of human creation. And they were not created anyway. White people evolve, and like far away, 3 million to 4 million years that their ancestor lived. And you read it in the World History textbook. I've been reading it a few times. Now I am not in the queue to read it now. But I'm telling you as direct as I can, that these things that we are confused about. Now I find out where the confusion lies. And there's no way that it can be kept a secret, because it's in the world, it's a textbook. And they need to just get out of this kind of a dilemma that they have put us in. From in the Bible to in history, we have the noose around their neck, what they have done to the world of civilization. They are not civilized. They will never be civilized. Okay? And spread the word. Read first. I tell you about the 2 sources I find that is very important, and that is the Sumerian Atra Asis text the Sumerian history. Read about the Sumerian civilization. Okay? Egyptian civilization. And don't write anything about Egyptian or anything, any place that the white people write. Because number one, they need to go back to Europe. They need to come out of where they say is theirs and talk about America is their land. And they're stealing. They're criminals. Every white people you see now are criminals. And they would like establish themselves like, oh, they have a court system, they have school system, educational system. It's a lie. They can't come into our territory. Where history denied them right of entry. Jurisdiction is not allowed to white people because all the things they go through to start talking and stealing everything from the African people, kill them like, oh, they don't worth anything and all that. It must stop. Because we don't have a history that gives them the right to do what they're doing. And it's illegal. What they're doing is illegal. What white people are doing amongst black, they call us black. We are not black people. We are neither modern man. We are neither what anything that white people say we are. We are not black people. Okay? These old bunch of bullshit don't belong around African people. Right? Anybody want to keep this a secret? It's up to them. You shouldn't keep it a secret. This thing I'm telling you is the golden truth. Okay? It is the golden truth. White people are not civilized. And they began to talk because they interbreed and get the blood of the gods in them. They start to talk. It's not an easy thing to start talk and you don't have the blood to make you talk. And all over like almost 3 to 4 million years, they never spoke a word. Okay? But they want to come fool us because we don't know interbreeding why they start talking. They get the blood of the ethnic people, the hybrid people. That's why they don't want to write it in a damn Bible that they wrote. You see what I mean? All right. They create a new world order, a world that don't belong to African hybrid people. And that's why we must understand the history, you know, that they are calling mythology. They refer to the gods as mythology. These fucking ass stinking, these uncivilized white people. Okay? And they used to make stone tools. As you go up in Europe, begin to inquire and see, what did they create under 1.3 million years up in Africa? If white people were civilized and talking all along, we need to see what they established in Europe. But what they do is come and because they're talking, they take over our territory and behave like, oh, they were talking all along. You see? And say they have a D and a Domini, democracy and all that. These things are their fucking nonsense that they create and coming to our faces and talk about, you know, they're ruling us. Look, no more of that. No more of that. No more of this. And before I disappear, you people listening to me, you better don't drop it. Don't drop the ball. Run with it. Look into the world history textbook. Know for yourself. Because I'm not preaching belief message to nobody. I'm telling you what is in there. So that is gold that nobody cannot dissolve into copper. That's gold. Okay? It's a fact. It's in the World History textbook. And why so many Africans reading, loaded with you, with university degree, and they're reading these things in the Bible and don't see it. All the contradictions that's in there. I mean, it's not a few of them. See the lies that Jesus stole. You know, St. John 17, like the 4th and 5th verse, lie that Jesus, because there, no Jesus exists at all. Between the Old Testament and New Testament, there is no Jesus Christ that exists, born of any virgin or nothing like that. I have searched the thing real good, and none of those things are true. All right? So these homosexual white people, a lot of them begin to go on like they don't come from sodomite culture, you know, but that's the culture they come from in Europe, man. You see what I mean? Now, if they are not sodomite, if they are white and they are not sodomite, and they are living like natural people, of course, we never show these people a frown, like we don't like them or not like that. Read the history, and you don't see that we make any negative move to them. They follow us everywhere we are and say they own everything we have. Now that we know none of it is true, now they don't expect that. They're going to say in our faces and go on like, oh, this is their place. Because now we have the tornado now begin to liquidate them. And more so now that we find out there's no reason for us to go to church. Because church is a sodomite thing. We just didn't know that. We were trying to live to please Jesus. We didn't know Jesus was a though we know Jesus only have 12 men disciples. We didn't know why. African people didn't know. Reading so poorly, and although you have big degrees, but you never see those things. And that's why I'm trying to tell you right now is that the church blind our eye, inner eye, not the external eye, but the inner eye. Psychologically, we are blind. So what I am telling you, my friend, is a message that you need to know. They want us to get lost because they see we are behaving like we don't have any kind of understanding about who they are and what they're doing. So therefore, my friends, I'm telling you what I know. And it definitely going to be up to you to pay serious attention to what I'm telling you, that you need to go into the World History textbook and find these things. And when you read the Bible, look at what you're reading. Look at the word belief that you've been believing. That's what kept you in place with the church and give you your relationship with the Lord. None of that Lord exists that you're praying to. When these people say they make law with AD and Adamini and say it come from Latin in the year of our Lord, since when white people have been speaking Latin? Since when? Over the past 100,000 years. Okay? And they are saying now in the year of our Lord. It is very clear that the calendar that they make up, the Pope get the one of the monk, Egesus, to draw up a calendar under the bogus emperor. There is absolutely no civilized grounds for what they write, because we are under kingship long before they come on talking. You see, and ruled by a king. But they come now, and because we are behaving like we don't have any sense, they decide to, like, make a new world order and put these things that don't have any use to Africans. No use at all. And now I have nothing but get out of our territory, because there is absolutely no authentic governmental jurisdiction that they have in their asshole or any place else. They don't have no jurisdiction to be in African territory. They may go like, Europe is not their real indigenous place. That's where they learn to fuck ass, man, for 1.3 million years. 1.5 million years. They're up there in Europe fucking each other's ass. Now they come here and then learn about law because they didn't know nothing civilized. I mean nothing on the table civilized. They knew before 100,000 years ago. And boy, they really make use of the knowledge that the gods brought here and give to us so that they can interbreed with us and then start talking. You see? The kind of white people that we see here today don't look like what they were like because they go to interbreeding. They were ape-like and like the flat-faced man of Kenya in Africa, right? So now they come out after they interbreed with the Neanderthals, they look more presentable, more good-looking. But then they couldn't talk. So when they interbreed with our people now, coming out from Africa 100,000 years ago, coming out to the rest of the world, that's when they begin to snatch some of our people and interbreed with them. Now, you see, Obama is a classic example of what they call themselves today. Yam Naya culture. Sodomite culture. Obama is a sodomite, if you don't know that. And this guy, Josie, this guy would pull off this scam over the past 2 or 3 years now. And now they, you know, he's convicted of pulling off it. He is a white crossbreed white person. And a damn a homosexual. You don't see African people homosexual. Is after they come and mingle with us over the past 2,000 years that you see they are getting black people to turn sodomite. Yeah. We don't have genome homosexuals. They are the ones. So when they crossbreed with our people, they turn out a whole bunch of intelligent sodomite, Yam Naya, honest fucking culture. That's what they have. That's why they're ruling now. Now, you don't have Homo erectus ruling here. Look and see if you find one. You will never find one. We can't talk. No. Okay? So I'm telling you this and hope that you understand what's going on. So I came out of church. After I was reading and find out, say, you know, if the story that they write in the Bible were making sense, and then you'd have problem to kind of unravel. But there's no problem to unravel that the Bible don't make no sense. The Bible is telling you that. You know, when you're a believer, you understand the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. That's the kind of stuff that they tell you. And nothing don't go like that. There's no way that the natural mind, that people who are not Christian, they are natural. That's the way they interpret and teach us. That's what I grew up with. They say, when you turn Christian, you are unnatural. You are not like the natural people. I mean, look up what the word means, to be natural. psychologically. You can't be twisted and be natural. So they twist it around, and we don't find out. Simply because we believe everything. You know? So the negative stuff that they give us Christian to all and give the non-Christian the positive, you know, just the confusion is right there. We who are not Christian are the natural people. We are natural. And the Christian is unnatural. You see what I mean? So they twist the whole thing around. And so throughout the Bible, my friends, talk to me. I can give you from the beginning of where they say God was alone before he created anything. History tells us that this universe is like some 16 billion years old. And this solar system where we have this one sun here with about 12 planets circling around it. Is 5 billion years old. It is here a long time, my friends. So I am telling you that when they come with the Bible and talk about God make Adam and Eve, you know, in 6 days and rest on the seventh day, it has nothing to do with the intelligent history of the world, is the textbook, and the Sumerian history. The Bible don't anything to civilized people. Just know that, but you need to read to find out for yourself. All right. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. They were in our place in Lebanon and Palestine and Syria. All this place, they're over there, you know, stealing our goods every day with army and stuff like that. And they steal the army and steal everything from us. Yes, and call themselves Romans. And they were there with our people and taking over the places that we have and settle. Everywhere we settle since we walk out of, some of us came out of Africa 100,000 years ago. And we go and spread all over. Now they come taking everything that we have. But that is after they have time to interbreed and learn everything that to make them prosper, and then come after we and talk about them have government. Now they're going to find out they didn't have but their ship. They don't have no government, because if they want to make government, stay in Africa, in Europe, stay in Europe and make your government up there. Live your life up there. Don't come and talk about, oh, you know, you have... You, what do you call them? Conqueror. They are conqueror. No. There is no conqueror in this world. But the gods. They came here, and you read the history of what happened. There was no talking going on here. When it comes to human existence, or human development, there was none. But us, the hybrid. Plain and simple. 200,000 years ago. And we were created. Fertilization in vitro in glass tube in South Africa. These sodomites, white people, they know where the Garden of Eden is. But they were not going to write that in the Bible because it would not get them where they want to go. If you're out there and you're afraid of this, well, I can't help you. We have the tornado to take care of them. You know, we just need to come home and recognize our Lord, the gods, in whose image and likeness we are created by the blood. Can you see the logic? When they're talking about Jesus' blood, there is no Jesus or Jesus' blood. Okay? So now, you're going to see what they are going to do when they are faced with the truth. Okay? And if they want to, like, destroy themselves before time, go back to Europe. That's what they are supposed to do. Okay? I don't have an alternative suggestion for them. Besides, go back where you come from. And you come here, don't take anything from here. Because you must already, go stash out everything you need to stash out in Europe from all the places that you come, that we own, and you come and come steal everything from here. So you're not taking anything from our territories. You're going back with your little thing in your bag and stuff like that, and go back to Europe. That's all there is to it. Because you see, a week or so ago, we have that tornado up in Kentucky, and that was a very, very, sensational, work up there about some 59 tornadoes, man, doing the work of the gods. And if we are not a fool, we will know that the gods been trying to get them out long time, since we are too weak enough to do it. But worse is when we gone into their church and believe into, the Holy Ghost and all this kind of stuff. That's a bad thing. And they're turning everything upside down, talk about the world just exists 6,000 years ago. They tell all of these sodomite stuff, they tell us. They're not going to tell us anymore. You see what I mean? Because everything I'm talking about is right here in the World History textbook. Prehistory stuff. Okay? The Sumerian history and the World History textbook here, there's no way, none of them out there that can change it. None of them. And I am one who is already prepared to draw them up to judgment if they want to have, something to say. But what there's a song, make it easy on yourself. Yeah, make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself. March back into Europe. Heard this cop calling me today asking for donation. I just hung up the phone because I talked to them before. Say, go back to Europe. You see what I mean? When you think not, the Lord provide. The Lord provide. Because when we would be thinking that, oh my God, oh, there's no way to get out of this nonsense. The Lord makes a way. The gods, they make a way. We don't have to buy no firearm. Just be serious about this. Know that church is a sodomite place. Okay? And if you sit there and still rest on your belief and you don't want to accept, live the way you are, because you will get what you're working for. All right. I want to thank you for tuning in. And I was telling you that when you believe into the Jerusalem story, and Christ's birth and stuff like that. Now, it's nothing true. It's nothing true. And then, just take this and run with it. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. And this is an article from Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, written in the year 2000. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils, Vatican official said Tuesday. The pontiff will make the plea for pardon, unprecedented in the church's history, the Vatican said, during the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Latin Mass. Fagot them. Saint Latin Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. By the way, you may not know, but the first king that these Sodomites overthrow was right here. Okay, where they have the Latin Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. That's where they overthrow the king and call and steal the military and call themselves Romans. From 509. That's a fact. I say that's a fact. Okay? These Sodomites that is here and talk about America, American, and, you know, and, you know, what America is and America that. The Fagat, KKK, Fagat, Yamnaya culture, Fagat, Batiman, they come and talk about they make law to marry Fagats. Not here. Get out. You see? And you can stay there and decide that you're ignoring what this little guy is saying. You know those people in Texas. How much of them? Well, at least 100. And I guess they still lose more. 100 people died, right? At least. And they have lost everything, including their lives. That's right. And I don't know how many African people, ethnic people, die in there. But if you are a church person, you don't have anything to cover you. Just like Dr. Martin Luther King. He was a church reverend, and they kill him. You don't kill a hybrid African ethnic person. You know what I mean? But because you have these old lot of African people who go over to the church, the church leave you skinless because you don't read how many people they have killed. The church, the Christians in, let's say, you know, coming from AD first and in the 15th century, come right along. Till today, they're killing you with AD and Adam and Eve. Yeah. So you skylarking, you think it's joke I'm making? Look, and listen, the gods have done a lot for me to be here talking to you. I never heard anyone talk about the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic and tell you all of these things here and what you think he apologized for. What they did to us. And to show you, we are not just one group. Hybrid people, we are several hybrid groups. That's why we are called ethnic people. You see, we are mixed people who are created by the God's blood and the Homo sapiens. We are Homo sapiens sapiens. And these white people are trying to fool us, to put a mask over our face, we don't know. But that is over with now because the gods provide to get us out of this dilemma because they understand our problem. Okay? So this is what I'm trying to tell you. We have never hurt these people. We never hurt these people. But they find out that they can take it to the, take it over any error that they were making. They decide that they are going to take control of us and everything that we have. That's what they decided. Right? And in that, they needed to kill out some of us. That's what they decided. Okay? They wrote it. There's no joke about it. There is no pity for these white people. And if you're afraid to tell them to go back to Europe, you know, the gods probably will mark you red for that. Because there's just no way they could do all of these kind of stuff that they have done. And we are here skylarking, fooling around. But we go into church and worship in Jesus. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. And these are the things on the different cross-section of the African people that they did it to. The document lists false. The Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures. I mean, our cultures, you know. Like I tell you, we are many, right? Respect for our cultures and faiths. Well, it's not no faith. We don't have no faith. We have a way of life, a religion. We don't have no church at all. We don't have no Holy Ghost and nothing like that. All right? So, in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, you hear that? And abuses of the rights of individuals. These are the things, man, that they do to us. All right. Now, let me get around to this next portion. I know a lot of people don't want to hear these things. They don't want to hear these things. But it's up to them. It's up to them. Here is the headline for what I have to say here. Ruthless, fearless, gay Inquisition. Contrive, fake AD and Adamany to kill the hybrid people. All right. That's the headline. I'm going to come back and tell you more stuff. If you think that this is joke, I'm not out here. These people kill everybody that they can find that is pushing them out of the fortune that they think they have of us. Well, you know, they don't go far enough to understand what the danger that they place themselves in. It's to be wiped out because they should have been dead and gone long time. But because they begin to mingle with the people, with the God's blood, they don't like that. The gods don't like, they don't play this mess. So when they are here and going on like, oh, everything is well with their soul, all right, with their father Jesus and everything, they don't know where they put themselves, right? So it is time for them to realize and pack up and go. Otherwise, when the overflowing scourge pass through, it will take them, unlike what they claim, they make lies their refuge and make agreement with hell and all that. It won't help them. Get out of our place. The gods don't want you all here, and a lot of us are here today. We gone blind because of the Bible that them write and give us. We don't know, have no sense. But there are those of us, the remnant of us, who don't want souls around us, nowhere at all. And you have had your time when you fool us and make us nothing, and the time has come and gone. Your time is out. Now, let's hear this little tune, and I will be right back.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love. dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even.
Luther Vandross. All right. Now, pay keen attention. Pay keen attention to the date white people began political killing of the ethnic people. All killing in post of 509 B.C. coup, not prior to, okay, not prior. Mark this very, very good for your search. If you can find the white people them doing a political action against African people, or even well, there is nothing about that. They were not going to use any military action against themselves. So the only people that they would be using military action against are, in total, African hybrid people. All right? So the day when they began the day that they began their political activity is the day, the date in the World History textbook, 509 BC. Coup. That's the first coup I know about on planet Earth. Okay? Outside of whatever you read about when the gods, do things on earth. There was the Sodom and Gomorrah when they blast down the place that they were going on with things and stuff like that. You read that. In our human existence, not the work of the gods, but civilized humanity, the first time you have either hominid or uncivilized or civilized humans do criminal acts, political criminal acts, let me know. Okay? However, what I am after is distinctly when the white people then began to use military actions against the hybrid people as a whole. That is what I am after, because there's nobody else that is causing any problem ever since in history. Right? So that you know for certain that these white people are not civilized. They don't have any government at all except what their fucking ass give them. Their authority only come from their fucking each other and getting command from each other on what to do. But we have civilized government that govern us. Now they are claiming that we are underneath them and take away what we have. No. You know, it was stupid for Africa to take that position. Well, they took that position, and here we are today. The gods is rescuing us by opening our eyes, opening our inner eye to see, as the blind see in obscurity. Those who don't want any part of seeing and knowing white people, whether you're married to them and have children, I mean, you are in bad shape. If you go and make family with white people, you don't read and know the civilized history and know what has transpired and what caused the world, them to be shooting up everywhere they want and kill people, kill African people. Okay? So you go and make family with them and stuff like that, you're not civilized, you're not thinking civilized. And any kind of stuff, any kind of a disaster, it hung over you when you are in the transgression such as that. You don't want no sex from white people, okay? Because they are not in history to mingle with hybrid African people. And I imagine some of African people don't care nothing about nothing. They want sex. And all they know about is, white sex. You know, some black men don't want no black woman. They want white woman. They don't have no sense. They don't read and get civilized, you know, because your existence is most important than anything else. And the people who subvert your species, you sure shouldn't have any problem to identify that something has to be wrong about it. And look at what's going on in the world. You must know that these sodomite fucking ass white men, they don't have any sense. You see, and what, because they can get Africa to succumb to what they do, and Africa sanction them to do what they are doing to African people. I mean, there's nothing else I see in the history but that. Okay? Submit to these faggots doing these things to African people. And until this day, they don't stretch their hand and try to get us out of these kind of a situation. It pleases them for these white sodomite people to do the kind of stuff that they do to our territory and our bodies and stuff like that. Okay? Now, listen to this further. Nagasaki, is a Japanese city. Chinese are not white people. They are hybrid Chinese. Okay? And Indians and Hispanics and those in the Arabs. Okay? They are hybrid people. All non-white people are uncivilized. They are hybrid. These white people make it seem they separate the hybrid people because we are not the same skin, you know, and the same head of hair, right? But we are civilized people, okay? They don't go through the process. We don't go through no different process to start talking. All of us come from the same descent, my friends. Don't let them fool you about that. So Nagasaki is a Japanese city. Nagasaki is a Japanese city on the northwest coast of the island of Kyushu. Kyushu. It is set on a large natural harbor with buildings on the terraces of surrounding hills. It is synonymous with a key moment during World War II, after suffering Allied nuclear attack. In August 1945, I was not born yet, man. The event is memorialized at the city's Atomic Bomb Museum and Peace Park. Atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. August 6, 1945. August 9, 1945. Description. The United States. So you know how the white people are now. They are out there like, it's almost 2,000 years since they take over and talk about AD Anadamani. You see, from when they start to do these things to the African people. If you didn't know that these people are African people, Chinese, then you know today they are ethnic people. They are your brothers and sisters. Okay? So Hiroshima and Nagasaki on 6 and 9 August 1945, respectively. The two bombings killed between 129,000 and 26,000 people. Right? That's the amount of people that these sodomite white people kill. Now, if you didn't know that they were uncivilized, like I said, they come from, you know, interbreed while they're talking and stuff and learn sense. Okay? All right. So now you know. You hear how much people they kill? Chinese people? Most of whom were civilian and remain the only use of nuclear weapons in armed conflict. How many people were killed in World War One and Two. World War One was one of the deadliest conflicts in the history of the human race, in which over 16 million people died. Nobody don't talk about this. No. But are the church people them do it? The Jesus people them? 16 million people died between World War One and World War Two. And who are they? Well, I guess some of them are their own soldiers die, but most of these people are African people they killed. By way of comparison, far more lives were lost in the Second World War than in the first. More than 60 million. You hear that? Numbers of civilians from each country killed during the war are even more difficult to estimate. The numbers of the chart reflect the estimates made by most historians today. Country total mobilized forces killed or died, wounded, prisoners or missing, total casualty allied. And it goes on to tell you, there's one big series of number here, like some 3 long series of number. I can't even call these numbers. But it's in the interface. If you come and read, you will see it. It is shocking to see white people ruling. And when they talk about these lately Naya culture, right? Yamnaya culture that they interbreed up over the last 100,000 years. We believe there are different people beside these white people. Them share up themselves. When they talk about Portuguese and talk about other people that came into the transatlantic slave trade, it's them same one. Are the white people them? Them have enough time to develop groups. You see, when they start to come after us and sweep, force hegemony and kill us off. No, the amount of people, no. And today I see the world don't care about this war and the amount of people them kill, because these folks have used the church to dumb down African people to such a way that you look at them. I mean, Muhammad Ali had enough sense to say he did not want to go to their war because he didn't do the people them anything. And they strip him of his boxing title. I mean, his license to make a living. He was a boxer. You see? And they were forcing African people to go fight war for them. Because what? AD and Adamani, the fucking nothing, that they have and say they are government. Nobody was able to, Martin Luther, them talking all kind of crap, trash, instead of talking history, where there is government authority. There is no authority in what these guys are talking and telling these white faggot sodomites. And they don't have the guts to call them homosexuals. I guess probably they didn't know that they were homosexuals. You see what I mean? But here are these people all over us. Every penny you spend, yes, it's theirs. It's not ours. It's theirs. College and everything is theirs. And say they have control over our territories, our communities. Nothing that these faggots are doing is written in our World History textbook that they have authority. Nothing. So we just need now to wake up and know that everything about the church is fucking us. People arrange them. The Bible is theirs. No matter what you see in there is good. Now, it wasn't there all along. You see. And they're calling our history mythology. Right? And the Bible is a word of God. It's a fucking word of God. You see, a God way, wherever freedom God in the Bible, fuck anything and get a son Jesus, are that them right? And when you believe all of that, it means that black people turn stone idiots. Well, I was idiot too, but, you know, I love sanity. And because I think the good Lord help me out. I'm trying to share with you all out there, and I hope you feel bad about these things. And don't accredit these sodomite people for stealing. Look, listen to me. I told you, if you see them do anything political before 509 BC, you let me know. Let me know. Because they didn't. It's after they scraped stuff from us, after Africa give them permission to do what they were going to do. They're going to overthrow the king and take his stuff. Africa permit them to do it. Oh, I know. Africa hasn't said one word until this day. They have taken on the characters of the African people. They morph into us by stealing, you know, secrets they not supposed to have. And that's why you see them go up on the moon and them go everywhere now and stuff like that. And when they have a tragedy, they don't think that they're doing something wrong. No, they don't think so. But now they're going to start knowing. No. You see what I mean? And if they probably, these people are not civilized. They're not going to come and say, well, they're going to go now. No, because they think what they do now is the right fucking ass thing that they have done. Okay? And take our system of society and turn it into sodomite and said, you know, they have police and department and federal law code and all them kind of thing there. These fucking ass stuff is not for African. You see what I mean? Don't start for them when the tornado liquidate them out there. I am saying get out. Because I look forward to the gods do the workings of the forces of nature. And in them I put my trust. Right? They say I must tell the truth. The truth I am telling, and if these fucking ass white and civilized hominids, Homo erectus, interbreeding and for talking, because that they never did, I have all the evidence in the World History textbook. You see what I mean? And my friends, I'm telling it to you, and I hope that you are smart enough to digest the things I'm saying. Go read for yourself and come out someone who have a civilized sense. Church is not a civilized thing. Okay? They have laws right now, AD Anno Domini, that is stealing and, you know, swiping away our existence from us. Okay? And all you need to do is to identify who you are in a certified history. Bible not certified. Nothing they're talking about is certified. But yet still they say they have government and give you degrees in this and degrees in that. We don't need nothing from these faggot white people. Okay? We were here before their time. They come here and this is all the lie that they are telling. Fucking ass every night and day. That's all there is to it. And then, you know what? If they think they stand a chance to survive this, they are really nuts. And then they'll reap what they sow. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, my friends. And let me read some of this to you. Hertz International Research Society becomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about the vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. Southern tip of Africa. And that's where the history tells me that Enki, when they came to Earth 450,000 years ago, we have dates of many more from the Nibiru planet, the 10th planet in the solar system, came to Earth. This is not the only date is that refers to them, but the initial trip of a group that first came was 450,000 years ago. And it was for mining gold. That was the mission. And Enki was the chief scientist and his sister, Nenarsag, a scientist herself. And when way down the road after they came here, many, many thousands of years, they wanted helpers to work, civilized workers. I mean, these white people up in Europe could never be a civilized worker. But they were up there making stone tools. You know, the gods and their group were all civilized deities. It seemed like more of a working class, right? And the four rivers in Africa, they are the ones who dredge those rivers, you know. And these faggot write the Bible, they're not telling you that. Okay? So now, they got to, if Africa don't change, the God's going to deal with them. The God's going to deal with them. Because they cannot allow us, who they have kicked away and sold to these faggots, to come and irreverently give ourselves to the gods who save us. and they are out there, after they, gave permission to these sodomites to do the kind of stuff that they done to the world of civility. So, in that account that tells of when the gods first came to go on the mission to harvest gold, it was to be done from the ocean. But Enki, the scientist, realized it was going to be too difficult and decide to go into the tip of Africa. Here is this this portion here telling you that Michael Tellinger, Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. That's what that account says. Enki decided to leave the ocean and go into the Abzu, the southern tip of Africa. That's right, my friends. It's not like the Bible where they don't tell you where things are with the spirit God that is in there. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origin and rewrite three books. These sodomite so-called scholars have told us that the first civilization on earth, they're talking out of their asshole, emerged in a land called Sumer some 6,000 years ago. These fucking white people, they know they're lying, but they're lying anyway. New archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tellinger, Joan Enney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case, as Michael reveals and researches. Or if you wish to say, researches and reveal. Right? Michael researches and reveal the mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy the vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. Adam's calendar, now referred to as Enki's calendar, is the flagship among millions of circular stone ruins. Ancient roads, horticultural, cultural terraces, and thousands of ancient mines left behind by a vanished civilization, which we now call the first people. These settlements cover most of southern Africa. Which we now call the first people. These settlements cover most of southern Africa, an area about twice the size of Texas. Imagine that. they carved detailed images into the hardest rock. Worshipped the sun and were the first to carve an image of the Egyptian Anka. Key of life and universal knowledge thousands upon thousands of years before the Egyptians ever came to light. So these Sodomites, they want their new world order, A.D. Anadamani, with this character they have called Jesus. They know that is interbreed, that cause them talking, reading and stuff like that, and they, you know, I mean, over all this time now, black people don't move. They call us black people, right? We are hybrid people. We are natural people. We are polytheistic people. We belong to the gods, not no monotheism. They come and make up monotheism, make up Jesus. They make up all kind of stuff and change your calendar and everything like that. And Africa don't say nothing. Nobody of note, Oprah and all these kind of people, they sit down and lock their teal. Now, my friends, you will have if you come and come to the profile, Cosmic Philosopher page, you will find this show there, right? And the interface, I think they are carrying whatever I put into the interface here. So yesterday I found out they began to do that. So let's see. If you come here, you can get the this article I was reading and get the link to the big explosive research by these scientists. And now they're having problem with the Sodomite fraternity. Talk about their scientists and stuff like that. Africa gone to bed somewhere. You know what I mean? I mean, whatever these Sodomites do, they surely silence our government. You see, until all it takes is one person who know what they're talking about to come out and point out the truth and let them go about their business. Go fuck each other wherever they want to go. Clean themselves off our territory. That's all. That's all there is to it. You take care. And hopeful that we'll be able to share some more and what is happening here is small ethnic people sleep out eternity with Erectus, Inquisition, mad hominid in our society land. So, my friends, you take good care and let's see a tune You read about this, they come to America, right? Neil Diamond, all of these white people that come to our territory and claim it is there. They don't belong. They don't belong. Just know that. I know that you don't belong to church. You don't belong to the Bible creation at all. There's the history waiting for you to read it. All right. So we'll talk next time.
another call. Thank you.
Of the I sing.